Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Who Cares About the Rock Hall, a podcast about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I am your host, Joe Quazala. With me, as always, is Kristen Studdard.
That's me.
We are two comedians who, I guess we both follow the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame at this point. But the whole idea is that I'm obsessed with it.
And I don't care.
But I think you do now.
It's happened a little bit. I did walk in the door with a Rock Hall question.
Yeah. We'll get you to the point. The question was, is Elton John in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I mean, it seemed like a no-brainer, but I had to make sure.
Mm-hmm. We're going to get you to a point where you don't even need to ask. You're going to go...
I hope
you're
going to
go 1994.
I really, truly hope a not. Hey, what about our guest? Who's sitting over
here? Oh, gosh. So excited to have our guest, a comedian, writer, fellow podcaster over at Punch Up the Jam. So excited to have Demi. Let me see if I can do it.
I did it.
You nailed it.
Hey, all right.
There you go.
Oh my gosh, Demi, welcome. We're so excited to have you.
Yay.
Excited to be here.
So we have a strange podcast topic. And
it is what you would call niche.
Sure.
For sure.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And I want to get your history, if anything at all. Just because we have a lot of people who come in here, and it's perfectly fine and understandable, where they're just kind of like, I don't really know anything about
it. They're like, I've heard of it. The end.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've definitely heard of it. I know a little about it, like that you need to have like 25 years from your first album or
recording.
I think it's in Cleveland.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The physical Hall of Fame is in Cleveland.
Right.
But the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is a more ephemeral
It exists
idea.
Within us all.
Sure. It's within Cleveland and then outside of every Guitar Center.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. Yes.
In the Guitar Centers, in the Sam Ashes.
Of the heart.
Of our hearts. Yeah.
The Guitar Center is within us all. My Guitar Center is my heart.
Oh, gosh. I like to think my Guitar Center is more in the fingers.
My heart center is a guitar, actually.
Oh,
that's
wow.
That's what they say in yoga a lot. They're like, find your heart center. And mine's a guitar.
And you're just air guitaring, shredding.
They love it.
I bet.
You know how yoga
but,
teachers
yeah,
are.
But yeah, yoga's a real rock folk.
Also, at some point, I do have to talk about my mother's trip to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland,
ooh,
where my sister is currently living.
In the museum.
No, she's just camping out until Radiohead gets inducted.
Yeah,
she's a stan. No, my sister is working for a candidate in Cleveland right now. She's working for Betsy Rader mm-hmm. in Ohio. She's organizing for her. And so that's her first job out of college. I'm very proud of her.
Yeah, that's great.
But my mom and stepdad went to go visit her. And she was like, they went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Museum.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom's concept of what the rock and roll, she thought that everything that was in there was like every she thought that Katy Perry was in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because Katy Perry has a costume in the museum.
So there is a distinction between the museum and the, you know, the list.
Yeah. Which seems weird.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And those two entities are oddly separate. Obviously, there's some connection, but the people who run the museum are not really the same as the people who do the induction ceremonies every year and induct people. And there's parts of the museum that are dedicated to the list, the years of inductees. But you can find stuff from Britney Spears in the museum.
Have you been to the museum?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Okay.
I don't care as much about the museum as I do my little list.
Right. Have you been to any of the induction ceremonies?
I went to one last year.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was great.
Was that Bon Jovi?
No.
That was this year.
Okay. I know he was the last. Correct. Part of the last group.
I thought about going to that one, and I was ultimately like, it's Bon Jovi.
It was also, this is the first year that I've ever watched an induction ceremony, and it sucked balls.
It was historically a pretty underwhelming one. But I went last year, which was Pearl Jam, Tupac, Joan Baez, ELO, yes.
Oh, wow.
Did Tupac's Journey. Hologram perform? Who did the Tupac, like?
He turned down.
Yeah.
he was busy. He was booked in Brazil. No, so Snoop Dogg did the speech for Tupac, and then Alicia Keys did a medley performance at the piano, which was great.
Really?
Yeah, it
what
was
did
really
she do?
Good.
Like, keep your head
so
up.
So she did, like, I think she did, yeah, she did Changes, which makes sense at the piano.
Yes, it's now I'm seeing it.
The Bruce Hornsby.
They should have got Bruce.
I was gonna say,
to
just get Bruce Hornsby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bruce Hornsby,
and then, like,
he wheels in.
No. They should have.
Like, this is my song. I'm not as known for it as Tupac is, but that's fine.
He just waves. He wheels out, but it never stops wheeling, and then just slowly just wheels off.
Does Alicia Keys rap?
No,
she can do it all.
I mean, but she really can. But with that one, she was just kind of like singing the chorus.
Okay.
And then she did "I Get Around."
On the piano still?
Yeah.
Whoa.
It was a good performance.
I kind of am intrigued.
Yeah, you should check it out. She did Ambitions as a Writer as well. And it was all on the piano. And it was cool. And then it went from a piano performance to Snoop Dogg and T.I. and, like, a few other guys, like Tretch and YG, just doing a bunch of.
Oh my God, Tretch.
Yeah.
Underrated, in my opinion. Like, actual truth, real thing, I think. I think that Tretch is a fucking great rapper,
he's
and
good.
I just think he's underrated. If you've ever seen that rap documentary that Ice-T produced, it's very bad and stupid. I think it's called, like, History of Rap, or, like, I don't even remember
does
what
he
it's
narrate
called.
It?
But it's
does Ice-T narrate it?
No,
does
that's
he
a great Ice-T.
Wow, what a great one! it's mostly consists of, like, helicopter shots of different cities. In between, there's a lot of B-roll in it, but then there are really good interviews with, like, they start at the beginning of rap and, like, kind of go through it all. Mm-hmm. But the interview with Tretch is, like, really good, and the interview with Eminem is, like, amazing, and Eminem does a Naughty by Nature rap, like, just, like, goes into it about how important Naughty by Nature was to him, and then he just starts rapping a Naughty by Nature song, and it is fucking awesome.
That's really cool.
And I was like, yeah, Tretch, that. Okay, so there you have it. I'm glad that Tretch got to be in the
At the ceremony, I was surprised to see him. I had, like, kind of forgotten about him. I just hadn't seen him in so long.
Everybody has. Nobody saw Ice-T's documentary.
Yeah, I don't even think I know who Tretch is.
He's in Naughty by Nature. He's
okay.
The guy who you know from Naughty by Nature. If you could
if you
picture
know, if you
someone
know one.
From Naughty by Nature,
sure, yeah.
It's him.
Yeah, he's the naughtiest of the Nature Boys.
The other guy was way more Nature.
Yeah, right.
I don't even know who the other guy was. No. I cannot tell you his name. He's great. He was, well, and also he's kind of like a speed rapper, too. He can, like, rap pretty fast.
Oh, it was Twista.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Twista is the ultimate of the speed rappers. I'm from Chicago. You won't get me to say a bad word against Twista. But legitimately, Tretch was, like, he kind of popularized it because it was the 90s. It was the early 90s, too. Late 80s, early 90s is, like, Naughty by Nature's heyday.
Right.
A.K.A. my, like, early junior high, late elementary school, just, like,
bopping
it. OPP, did not get it. Did not know what it meant. Now, seems wrong that I was singing it.
Yeah. I mean, that's a song that I feel like, I mean, should we say it?
Other people's
property. Other people's pussy.
It means it's pussy.
It's okay.
Pussy. Yeah. What did you think it was?
Property?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, that's what they tell you it means. Like, that's when, like, on the radio, I think they would have to, like, if someone called in and was like, excuse me, what does OPP mean? They'd be like, property.
Oh, gosh. Because like, I was going to say it's open to interpretation.
No, in the song.
Like, what a true artist.
Boy, if you listen to the lyrics, he at one point says, well, also, there's two verses. I'm so sorry that I know so much about this song.
That is great.
Well, this is the Tretch episode.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. That's been every episode until this point.
To the Tretch episode. What I'm trying to say is the first verse is about a guy cheating on a woman, like cheating with someone else's woman, and the second verse is from the woman's perspective. So P could stand for pussy or for penis.
Ooh.
In the song, if you listen, at one point,
life.
He says, because he says it's another five-letter word.
Oh, see, he gets specific.
Yeah, he gets specific, because the first five-letter word is pussy, and the second five-letter word is penis. I can't believe that I have...
That's art.
I just accidentally absorbed that knowledge when I've listened... I listened to lyrics pretty closely, even as a kid, and figured it out.
Yeah, and I think the fact that Tretch was there,
talking about this.
I feel like you spun it in a way where it was like it was cool, like because they remember Tretch, but it's really more a symptom of the Rock Hall being very behind the times,
and they and were
being
like, you know who's cool?
Yeah, like we need.
Let's get those hip hop hooray boys in here,
right?
To, like...
And being like, oh, what is hip? Well, there's that hip hop hooray song. Right? See if those guys are doing anything.
It sounds like they googled hip hop and came up with the autocomplete of hooray, and they were like, okay, yeah.
Okay, that sounds nice.
Yeah, hooray! Okay, hooray for hip hop. Yeah. Good.
Assuming I don't know. I guess there's potentially a. I didn't research this. Didn't know we were going to talk about Tretch. It's potentially Tretch was a friend of Tupac's. That could also have been the way
Snoop was. I think he was from California, if I'm recalling the correct...
verse?
No, if I'm recalling the correct helicopter shot from the correct aerial footage from that.
From the Ice-T doc.
From the Ice-T doc.
Okay.
But I do think he was from California. Also, I think because most of their videos were like... Never mind. Guys, let's move the F
sure.
on.
So I was at that... I've seen Tretch. I've seen Tretch in person.
Wow. I didn't think also... Oh, man. I just really didn't think I would... Also, Tretch did porn, apparently,
after
he was done being a rapper. That's another, like...
What
big
a hyphen
thing,
it.
Too.
Yeah. It contains multitudes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've... So not to brag, I've seen Tretch.
Wow.
I've seen Tretch perform, and I think...
So
yeah.
Tretch, Snoop, and T.I.?
Anybody
else?
YG.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a deep pull for the Hall, I guess, I feel like.
Yeah. You got to imagine someone was... I mean, I don't know how they bring these... Sometimes the artists that perform in the induction ceremonies are very underwhelming, where it's like, ladies and gentlemen, Pat Monahan from Train.
Oh, boy.
He inducted Journey.
Who is that?
What?
Yeah. Pat Monahan inducted Journey.
It seems insulting to Journey, but also I don't think Journey should be in there.
Yeah, exactly.
But Pat truly loved Journey. Like, he had a pretty good speech, because you could tell he cared. Like, he moved to San Francisco because he was like, Journey is from San Francisco.
What? It's a terrible reason.
I mean, well, it's the dude from Train, so what do you expect? Yeah.
Pat Monahan, also, that's just a boring-ass name.
It's not a
it's
not very
like
rock
not
name.
A rock name.
No.
That's not a
At least make it like Patty or something.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Patty
is
Monahan?
Better.
No.
That sounds like a little leprechaun who runs
I
around.
I feel like it's like
treasure.
Irish enough that I'm like, oh, this guy has been through stuff.
Oh,
yeah, like he's a brawler. He's a bruiser.
Yeah.
Patty Monahan.
Or like,
yeah, you
got to
say it with the accent, I
Patty
guess.
Patty Monahan.
Seen him down by the bay. Okay, everybody.
City, by the way. Yeah, so but sometimes typically the Hall, I think one of the reasons we're frustrated by the Hall is that it just doesn't seem super in touch.
It does not.
No. So have you ever watched any performances from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Do you know anything? Have you ever seen an induction ceremony or do you know any lore?
I think the only thing I've seen from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and this might not even be what that was. I believe that Tom Petty and like Prince did that performance of
the
Wild
one where
My...
he throws his guitar.
Yes, which is incredible.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's pretty much all I can recall having seen of the
That's pretty par for the course. I think that performance alone is enough to justify the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's existence. Because I don't think that performance happens anywhere else.
That's true.
It could not have happened if there were no Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
But I also feel like even the artists themselves are tending to not give a shit about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame anymore.
Yeah, especially compared to like 10 years ago.
Right.
Or something. The artists now who are you'd be surprised. A lot of bands.
I mean, Bon Jovi fucking cared. Wanted in so bad that they made a big deal about it for a really long time. And then
really?
They whined and cried until they finally got in.
Mm-hmm. Were they first year?
No.
Okay.
No,
that
no,
makes
no,
sense.
No, no, yeah. No. They were like 18th year.
Oof. No, it was closer to like 9. But I mean, which is for a band like Bon Jovi, that's how long you should wait because you're not great. And you have some. You can get inducted and that's fine, but yeah, you got to wait a little bit.
And is there like a limit to how many people they can induct in a year? Or
they tend to do 5. Sometimes they do 6, but these days they don't. You know, back in the day, there were years where they inducted 10 in a year, but no more than 6 usually, and then maybe sneaking some in some special categories.
I've said this, and I believe this: there should just be a year where they induct all the people from Divas Live. On VH1. I want to see all the divas in. I don't care. Put Celine Dion in. I don't care. Put her in.
It's
fine.
This is offensive to me and what I hold dear.
I do not care.
I guess the distinction of what rock counts as is so loose that I'm like, well, there's a part of me that's like, Celine does deserve to be in, but
yeah,
also
she can
rock.
Sing. She is, you know what
She's
I mean?
She's a sanger.
Yeah. And I never
I just, if I had to... If you asked me...
Her voice is a guitar right there.
It is a guitar.
If you asked me to pick someone, like top 5 musicians who are least rock and roll, I think Celine would probably be up there.
I never also thought that I would argue for, like, I'd be so pro Celine. I didn't think that would be a thing that would ever happen for me.
I've always been pro Celine.
Yeah.
I'm not against Celine as a concept.
Just as a rock.
As rock.
I mean, come on.
That's the way it is.
Okay,
you guys are winning me over.
Uh-oh.
Celine is a, mad respect for Celine, but just don't.
I
think
mean,
she's
I think Dolly has to
roll.
Get in before Celine.
For sure.
I'm not there.
Where did your upset, sorry if you've already answered this multiple times on the show, but where did your obsession with the Hall of Fame come from?
It was when I was in high
school. Loneliness.
Well, yeah. Mm.
Is it loneliness? Is it mostly it?
To some extent, maybe. It's but like there was when I was in middle school.
A smattering of OCD, some sort of wanting to make mm-hmm. sense of this crazy world.
all these things are hitting, yes. When I was in middle school, I was getting into like classic rock and like music history. And I watched a lot of like VH1 and where they would do a lot of like 100 greatest artists or, you know, behind the music. Mm. And it was like an easy way to get into that kind of stuff, to get into music history. And this felt like an extension of that. For someone like me who likes lists and likes that kind of music, this is like an evolving list. This is a list that every year they add more to it. And in that respect, it becomes like sports in a way because you can track it and look at numbers.
But there aren't, it's not, but it isn't like sports in that there aren't stats really.
Yeah. Like, I meant like, okay, this person's been nominated 3 times. This is their 3rd time up, those types of numbers. But the numbers of like record sales do not come into play.
Right.
Because it's, I mean, how do you even?
It's just ephemeral. It's what 30 guys in a room decide are the people that are chosen from.
It feels like it should come into play at least in terms of them thinking, oh, who are the people we should obviously be thinking about? Like, before they go, these are the official nominations. It feels like there should be a short list based on...
That's
like,
what it is. So they basically, of all the artists, then a nominating committee or the NomCom... the nom-com gets together in a room. They sit around. They eat a big hoagie. And they make their case for who they want to be on the nominating.
That makes it sound like they have one giant sandwich they all
do.
Go in on.
They get a big hoagie. They all it goes down the thing, down the table, and they both eat it from the sides together. And then when they're done,
when they meet in the middle,
kiss. It's Lady and the Tramp hoagie.
And it's a... 30 old white men kissing.
Yeah, and it's 30 old white men kissing, and that's how they know that the nominees have been selected.
When they meet in the middle, they all say, like, what the person they've chosen
yes,
is.
Exactly. Right. And if they both say the same one when they kiss, they get on the nominating list.
Wow.
But they, and so they decide from there, like, they put in how many? It's 30?
The nominee list
that's
published every year is closer to 20.
20. So then from there.
And that's pretty big. It compares to other years.
Everybody in the whole voting body votes. And then,
like close to 1,000 people, musicians,
and everyone
industry
who's
people.
Already been inducted is in the voting body, and then a bunch more white dudes.
Okay, so mm-hmm. It's like the Academy.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes. And then...
Although it's much less transparent. Because like the Academy will, at the very least, list who's part of the Academy this year. Yeah. They make like a big deal of it, of like, we've invited these people. Isn't this exciting? Look at all these.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, it's a secret?
I think, yeah, it's a secret in that like they don't publicize it, and they don't publicize it because it's not
it's
interesting.
Embarrassing and sad.
Nobody gives a shit, and I don't think it would be. I mean, but they could, but they do not. It's so it's unclear exactly who is in the not.
The voting,
we more or less know who's in that, but the people who are voting, like the 900,000 people or whatever. I think Tom Hanks is a voter.
Whoa.
That makes sense.
America's sweetheart, Tom Hanks.
The one and only.
For that thing you do, probably. I see, probably got in for that thing you do.
Yeah, oh yeah. Like, do you have to be music related to get in, or just...
be voting, no.
Hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, like, he's kind of... He's a producer on the... Sometimes he's a producer on the induction ceremony.
Joe, you can cough. Do you need to
on
cough?
The HB...
Do
no, it, Joe. I will power through this because...
Joe, I really think you should cough.
Because
you
Tom Hanks... Tom Hanks.
There he is. Your voice was not your voice for the long... Tears were coming out of his eyes.
It feels like you were just kind of like, I will not... My throat...
I believe in Tom Hanks so much that I get a little emotional when I talk about him.
Tears came out of his eyes.
You just love Larry Crown, huh?
God, he was on his little motorcycle. He was on his little red motorcycle. And he just wanted to date his teacher. What is Larry Crown about?
I think that was part of it.
He wants to date his teacher, Julia Roberts.
Yes.
I don't know what Larry Crown is.
What?
Tell you the truth, no.
2011, written and directed by...
The Larry Crown Affair?
No, I wish.
Are you sure?
That's a great movie idea.
Written and directed by Tom Hanks. Directed.
Starring Tom Hanks as well?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And he's got a little motorcycle?
He does.
Mm-hmm. And I believe he's in, like, adult education classes.
Yes.
That's, like, the...
And, like, everyone in it is famous. Like, Bryan Cranston plays Julia Roberts' boyfriend.
Bryan Cranston plays Julia Roberts.
Yes.
Okay, wait, plays Julia Roberts' boyfriend?
Yeah.
Yeah.
George Takei is there for something. I don't know.
He's showing up.
He's just showing up. He's trying to get more views on his Facebook page.
He does say, please follow me on Facebook.
Oh, okay. Sorry. So Tom Hanks is in the voting body for some reason.
I believe so. He's been involved with the hall for a little bit. I didn't see his name on the last induction ceremony credits. But he shows up.
But also, like the Academy, they did a big culling of white men recently, right?
Oh, wow.
They culled.
Well, I think after Oscar's So White, they tried to make some
they were
changes.
Like, uh-oh, they're coming for the hall next. People care.
I think there has been some sort of information that they have tried to do a similar thing. I mean, we know a few years ago they let go a lot of white men from the nominating committee.
And they've come on our show
Ooh.
To tell us the inner workings.
Really?
It's been pretty juicy.
Things have gotten juicy. And they more and more, I mean... I think Questlove is like a big part of the nominating committee. He seems to hold a lot of sway, from what we can tell.
What about Sway? Is Sway in the voting committee?
He holds a lot of Questlove.
Yeah.
That would be so funny.
That would be so amazing if Sway was all... I mean, he's a media personality.
He might vote.
Doesn't he have a radio show? Yeah,
he does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sway in the Morning, right?
He might vote.
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Okay.
Let's tag Sway on Twitter and
find
out if
Let's
he votes
find
for
out
a
if
rock
he
call.
Votes. Yo, man, you vote... We're talking about for the Rock Hall. Excuse me.
Yeah. We don't care about elections for this country.
Oh, boy.
I'd be like, well, no, but for the Rock Hall, yes.
Yeah, exactly. Big time, baby.
Sway.
Also, this is actually a thing that I wanted to ask you about.
Oh, great.
On air, because lovely. My mom's version of this is very different than what I think is actually happening. So the people also get a vote, right?
Oh, sure. Yeah. So there is a very poorly maintained poll online where the fans can vote.
Now, let me tell you what Jackie McFedries has to say about the voting.
Okay.
Because here's what she thinks is happening.
Sure.
She thinks that at the Rock, because at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Museum in Cleveland, where she went a few weekends ago, mm-hmm. you can also vote.
Yes, there's
you
a newly
fill out a ballot there.
Well, there's a newly installed like kiosk,
yes.
like a digital where it's like, who do you think should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Yes.
And you can this debuted, I think, at this year's induction ceremony. So
no.
it's very new, and you can go up and be like, I think.
Yes.
And you can type in whatever you want.
Yeah. Well, I want you to know that my mother witnessed a lot of people mulling it over, being like, well, who should we vote for? This is our vote. It's very important. I think we all just now really believe our votes matter. Like, I think everybody's
yeah.
freaking
just
out.
Generally, and it's extending yeah. to something as frivolous.
But,
as...
like, my mom was like, you know, and I just, what did she say? I can't remember what artist. She's like, well, and I think it was Katy Perry. She was like, I just can't believe Katy Perry's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I mean, that doesn't seem to make much sense. And I was like, well, because she's not. And she's like, excuse me, I saw her stuff. I was at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and there was a whole exhibit about her. And people at the end were voting for her. And you could vote. Like, people... Kristen, I just want you to know. She was like, and I was like, well, who did you vote for? And she's like, I couldn't make up my mind.
Oh, my God.
So she didn't vote. But my mom believes that what happens is that that is very important. That those votes that you do at the actual Hall of Fame Museum, they, like, have weight. And people were taking a lot of time
yeah.
to make their decisions, so much so that my mother was crippled by indecision and could not vote for anyone.
I wonder, because, again, it's very new, but I could see the museum taking the results of that poll and kind of showing it to the nominating committee, being like, hey, the people who come to our museum and give us money and give you money by extension, they would like to see Def Leppard and or whoever is, you know, is
Train.
At the tops.
Train. Big Train heads.
They want the Train.
They want Drew Carey in, actually, just for his rendition of his theme song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Frasier for the Frasier theme
yes,
song. Not Kelsey Grammer.
Not,
Frasier.
Yeah.
No, it's Frasier Crane.
Frasier Crane.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, but the fan vote, which has been online, and they've been doing that for a while, the five top vote-getters are on a ballot that is then part of, that is then submitted to the tally.
Nomcom, or submitted to the Nomcom, though, right?
No.
Wait.
Essentially...
Once the nominees have been announced,
mm-hmm.
then people online can vote,
yes.
and it doesn't mean anything, though.
Well, it's one that is a ballot.
It's one
that is turned
of one
in.
It's one
yes.
of 9,000
900
or one
or
of 900. So it's like 1/900th of a vote.
Yeah,
and it's the votes of thousands of people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that seems like the Electoral College.
Yes, it's a meaningless drop in a large pool. Although there are like 1,000 voters or so. We also, I mean, again, no transparency, so we
no
don't know.
Transparency, okay? Excuse me, Pat Monahan.
Relax.
I will not relax.
We don't know who's turning in ballots. We don't know the return percentage.
So there's right. no transparency.
There's
and
no
I,
transparency.
And
you stand
I don't
by
like
that.
It. I'm mad. Now I'm mad again.
Because you don't know, like, there's all these British. Bands who do not care, like, I mean, just thinking the inductees vote, you know, the ones who've been inducted, we've gone over this, don't give me a quizzical look.
No, I know.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to think of who you're talking about, because all I can think of is the Moody Blues,
right? And then you also wonder, like, is Dizzy Reed from Guns N' Roses, you know, the keyboard player for Guns N' Roses, is he submitting his ballot? You know, is
like
he straddling?
People don't vote.
You got to imagine that,
wow.
like, a lot of these.
Voting is a privilege and a right, guys. If you can vote, you should do it. Hear
if they
me
don't
now.
Vote, Trump's going to get in the nominee.
Yeah.
Trump's
exactly.
going to get inducted next year. We
yeah,
got to be
wow.
careful.
Yeah.
That could. Oh, my God.
Aww. Has Trump put out, because, you know, he has a long career of, I think there's a Trump video game. I think there's like he has a lot of books.
He's done a lot of cameos in movies. But has he ever done
released,
a song?
Has he released? I don't think he has.
Absolutely.
I think
there's no way.
We would all know.
Yeah, we would be making fun of that thing constantly.
I mean, if we already know about the video that he did with Giuliani in drag.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That, was
that video is a thing that I think about.
I'm shocked given how much of a whore he was in like the 80s and 90s that he didn't put out like the Trump rap.
Yeah, or like...
You know, that seems like the...
My bones hurt just thinking about that. But, like, I genuinely think it was just the kind of thing where he was like, that's music for blacks. I can't.
Oh, yeah.
Probably. Or he was like, I could do it better.
Yeah. That was also very true.
You know, like...
Well, Trump is a very... I've always thought a very similar figure to Gene Simmons. They seem essentially like the same guy to me.
Sure.
Yeah, because Gene Simmons is pretty... like out there too. Yes? No?
Yeah. Tell me all about it. My God. Are you not familiar at all with
I know he's the lead singer of Kiss and that he has the tongue.
He is exceptionally outspoken. He is also a media whore and an asshole. And he very much like Trump, a lot of like, you know, Kiss
just
is
bluster.
Yeah. A lot of bluster and boasting. And he is a very vocal critic of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, being like, why is Donna Summer in there? She's not rock and roll. Would you put Jimi Hendrix in the Hip Hop Hall of Fame? Why is NWA in? He really...
But there isn't a Hip Hop Hall of Fame, is there?
I think they may have started one recently.
And also, that's going to be what takes over.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. Also, that's what's going to be... that like popular music is hip hop now. Like, mm-hmm. That is what is going to be...
And, like, the important music that's coming out today is hip-hop.
Yeah. Like, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame will, like, have to just kind of close eventually if they didn't put hip-hop in it. Like...
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Like,
the idea.
What would it be?
Yeah.
Like, you'd be struggling. Like, kind mm-hmm. of... I was trying to think of recently, like, what's a really popular rock band now? Like... who's a popular new rock band?
Train. Imagine Dragons.
Yeah.
Oh my
Alt-J.
God. I mean, Alt-J, yeah, but they're not that popular. No, like, I like them, but I liked them like 6 years ago.
I'm trying to think
I don't
of, like,
even
who
like their
plays
music.
Like Coachella or something like
yeah.
that. It's,
I
always,
mean,
it's like all
like
these indie Dawes. Bands.
Yeah, but Dawes is still so, to me, feels so fringe.
Fleet Foxes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
But these are all.
But I mean, these are all kind
of
like
chart.
They don't chart.
No,
these are like supremely indie acts.
You're essentially asking like, what is a rock band that
like what's a rock band
is
like
getting
since
a song
Coldplay.
In the top five?
Like, ooh. what is a rock band since Coldplay that you can think of that is popular? Like that everybody mm-hmm. know that's like on the radio that charts that people have heard of.
Yeah. Coldplay's probably the last big
that's
one.
That's what I mean. I feel like
after that it's like the Killers.
Oh yeah.
Were they after
the
Coldplay? Oh yeah. The Strokes were
but the Strokes.
The Strokes were before because the Strokes were early
2000s. 2001, yeah.
Yeah, 2001 was it.
But
the Strokes
Coldplay
also
was 99.
Yeah. Oh yeah. My gosh. But I guess I feel like the Strokes stopped mattering
yeah,
pretty
no,
quickly.
For sure.
Pretty fast.
They also they were very important in the underground and like for people who knew music, but they also their songs did not.
Yeah, I don't
chart.
Think they've been like
they
top
were not
ten,
and they didn't break through the way the Killers did,
or like Franz Ferdinand broke mm-hmm. through, or,
yes,
or like Modest
sure.
Mouse broke through in
oh,
the like
I mean,
early
2000s.
Fall Out Boy. Oh my God! But like, is Fall Out Boy going to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Like,
I don't
ask
know.
Yourselves.
Yeah,
I mean, those songs that play during football games alone will probably get them in.
What are the what's Fall Out Boy's big song?
They have like what is it, Centuries or
oh that's one of their more recent ones.
Yeah,
they have that one. Oh, that's like a football game type song.
Yeah.
That's like
a
rallying
a rally
song.
There's Dance Dance. Was that the
oh yeah?
And they had that Boy, right? one. I don't know.
We're Going Down Swinging.
Yeah, that's
Sugar
the one
Run.
I didn't think
yeah.
of. And they had some fun names for their
oh,
for their
all,
songs.
Always a sentence.
Yeah, Champagne up.
Champagne
for
my
real
friends.
Real pain
for
my sham
friends.
That's
one
a Fall Out Boy.
That's one of their title songs.
Okay.
Song titles.
Did they create that, or was that just something
I
that was
believe.
On the internet already?
I think that's just a phrase that someone had thought of.
Yeah.
The way
like.
Fall Out Boy was a tertiary Simpsons
yeah.
character.
Exactly.
But I
Muse?
But like Oh, you. But I mean, yes. These are not current bands. What I'm saying is like.
Well, I mean, you said since Coldplay.
Sure. I'm sorry. I don't mean since. I mean, like, that was the most recent one I could think of.
Of like a huge band.
Like, do you think Muse? But Muse came and went. Like, do you think they deserve to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I think Muse are still kind of around. I mean, I think they're past their peak. But like, if they put out an album, that those songs get played on K-Rock.
Or like, what, Interpol? I'm just thinking of like indie rock, but this is all from the mid 2000s.
Very indie to me.
Yeah, but this is all bands that I liked in the first decade of the 2000s.
I bet Vampire Weekend would get in.
They would get in. Vampire Weekend is probably the most recent, and they have maybe the kind of like somewhat commercial success and then the critical acclaim.
Huge critical acclaim. Mm-hmm.
They could get in.
Yeah.
But I guess I'm asking, like, I feel like most bands are electronic or hip hop now.
Yeah.
Like,
no, that's really true. It. The rock band as a thing is.
Like, Haim?
Sure.
Rock music is just not on the radio. It doesn't break through.
I want to look up the Billboard charts and be like, who is on there?
Right. Like, I mean, do you consider 21 Pilots to be a band?
I don't consider them to be a band?
I don't even. What do they make?
I mean, they are...
Me mad.
They make upset. Me too. They're very annoying. I think you would know some of their songs.
I guess I'm just asking, like, what could they... Like, what band that is on the radio...
Maroon 5.
He right. Oh, no.
But that's like...
They were around, yeah.
But they've been around for a long time, but they stuck around.
Least.
And what they're making now is certainly not rock music. They're making pop music.
But they are a rock band.
But they are a rock band.
Yeah.
But the production is so much pop production.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Like, but yeah, I guess... I think This Love is a great song. This Love...
Yeah, it is. That song rules.
That's like
pop song.
That's like their first big hit. I think that song rules.
Mm-hmm.
Foster the People, I guess, but they're like, oh,
but they just had that one song. Do they have a new song now?
They have a new album out right now.
They're on like 51 on Billboard right now.
I mean, also, who's buying music? Do they put streams into the Billboard now?
I think they do. Yeah,
it's a weird metric.
Man, I just
at the Disco.
Could Panic at the Disco get in?
I don't think so.
I think Absolutely the Strokes not. Will get in. Do you think the Strokes
probably
would get in?
Yeah. Well, here are. Someone actually emailed us and asked me who, I guess this extends to you as well, but it was not a question you could ever answer, Kristen.
We'll see. I'll try.
Asking about future FYEs, future artists that would get inducted on their first year eligible.
First year eligible.
For like the next 10 years. And so starting with next year, 2019.
Okay. Who's eligible?
Outkast.
Do they'll get in FYE?
I think they better.
If Questlove is steering the nomcom, then it'll happen.
I would think so. Also, they're pretty undeniable.
Yeah, man. But this is the thing: are they rock and roll? They're roll and roll.
They are roll.
They have some songs where I'm like, that's rock and roll. Like,
well,
B.O.B.
B.O.B. has that whole guitar solo in it.
And even Hey Ya, there's like a pretty audible guitar.
The music video for Hey Ya alone is enough to get them.
Yeah, I agree. And that song is,
we define rock and roll in terms of the Hall of Fame. We define it as including hip hop. Like that.
I just want to say I'm on the Billboard chart for just rock, and Imagine Dragons has the top three songs on here.
The top three?
Yeah. They are far and away the most popular rock band right now.
It is.
What?
And they are huge in a way that I think would surprise us all.
Oh, and then Panic at the Disco is all over this. But
yeah,
I guess
my
they have
friend
a new album.
Is their hair and makeup person. She like does the stuff for all their videos and appearances. And I was like, Panic at the Disco is out.
Still
She's
going?
Like, they have a new album. And so they're like out there promoting it, getting their hair and makeup did.
Dang.
Good for them.
Yeah. Hi, Devin Weitzman.
So yeah, we'll see. I'm going to do the next 10 years of who I think could be first year eligible.
So Outkast?
Outkast 2019, 2020, Notorious B.I.G.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. 2021, Foo Fighters.
Yeah, they'll get in FYE
for sure. And Jay-Z.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah,
this is the thing. You know what's really exciting? Okay, let me say this. God, I could just use the word exciting about this. Mm-hmm.
Well, these next few years could be very
good. Well, this is what is genuinely exciting is the ceremonies could be good. And we've already done the years where we did the classic rock people. Led Zeppelin is in. Like, we did all of the big, you know, forefathers, and they are all men, of rock and roll, of like classic rock, are already in. And now we're going to reach a time where we're getting into the forefathers again. When are we going to gender parity? It'll just never happen.
Foreparents.
But like, of hip hop are now going to be eligible. And like, there's going to be just those undeniable ones that are going to get in FYE. Yeah. It's going to be very cool as far as like, you're going to get, it's going to be, if they continue to like induct and respect hip hop, I think that you're going to get some really cool, like, you're just going to get the obvious inductees. And like, and these people, many of them are still alive, B.I.G., R.I.P., but like, you're going to get some really cool induction ceremonies and some weird ass ones too, because they're still going to be doing the trickle down of those last classic rock bands. Are there any like classic rock bands that are like Moody Blues style, been hanging around for 30 years waiting to get inducted? Moody Blues, it took them 28 years to get inducted.
Oh wow.
They got inducted last year. So are there any, is there anybody else who's kind of like,
we've started to
been
really
on the ballot
get rid
a
of...
lot. We're
well, Moody Blues
the
was never on the ballot.
Oh.
So they as soon they're an FYN. As soon as they were on the ballot, they got
first
in.
First year nominated. That's FYN.
Apologies for our terminology.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, that's what happens with some of these classic rock bands that the Hall seems to begrudgingly induct, because they're not on the ballot for a long time because they're not even being considered. And then eventually they go, okay, the Moody Blues, we'll put you on the ballot.
But is there anybody else who's kind of like in that oeuvre that you can think of?
A lot of those bands we have we've inducted at this point. I've brought up Jethro Tull before. I feel like they'll probably.
That's what I mean. Like, you could have a year that like Outkast and Jethro Tull, like they're doing like on the same. That's fucking wild.
We should make them perform together.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, they used to do cool mashup shit at the end where everybody would pick up an instrument and just like do the
and they
thing.
Still, they still do it sometimes.
They did not do it this year.
They did do it this year.
This year was this just year, the worst. Yeah.
Well, what Bon Jovi's going to sing with Joan Baez? Oh, that's
no, it was,
those are
it
too
was,
many years.
It was Bon Jovi,
The Cars,
Dire Straits.
Nina Simone, and Moody Blues.
No, those are mostly too similar, aside from Nina Simone anyway.
Yeah, right. And Nina Simone, they had Lauryn Hill do her tribute. And Mary J. Blige inducted her.
I think so of the like classic rock bands that we're probably going to see get in over the next few years as like trickle down.
Yeah.
I think the Guess Who, I think Jethro Tull, I think.
Straight up though, yesterday, July 4th, we had a massive dance party to These Eyes at Joe Quazzella's house. Like, people ran into the house to listen and dance to that song.
If you recall, you and I were not close to where the music was playing.
Yes, and we ran.
And like a dog, my ears perked up and I said, this is the bass line to These Eyes. Is it? And like we were just like, it could. And then we just slowly walked in. And
I love that moment, though, when you realize the song's playing. You're just kind of like, it's dancing.
Yeah. It was amazing. And we walked in and everybody was like, These Eyes have seen a lot of love. Like, it was very beautiful and legit. I love the song No Sugar. No Sugar Tonight. I think that song is really fun, and I really like it.
I jumped into a Guess Who hole recently.
Because
I was thinking about
that. That's spelled with a W.
excuse me. Hole
guess
as in,
hole.
Yeah, whole wheat. Because I was like, I could see them getting inducted soon. I was
is
like,
everybody
well, is
still
there?
Alive from the Guess Who?
I think so, yeah.
So,
for
like,
the most
you
part.
Know, there could be a little American, oh my God, they'd have fucking Lenny come out and do American Woman with them.
Which, can we say, I think is a little bit fun.
It would be fun. I wouldn't be that mad, but like, oh my gosh.
Were the Guess Who on American Woman? Or?
They sang American Woman. It's their song.
Because they're
American
Canadian.
Woman by Lenny Kravitz is a cover.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're... Yeah,
Demi is a young man. If you
I'm
guys
a
were
child.
Wondering, he is a young man.
Boy.
He has
baby.
Done much, but he is a young man.
And it makes no sense that Lenny Kravitz sings it because he is American.
Yeah.
But the Guess Who were a Canadian band.
So they were like, listen up, America. And also the like the Guess Who version is way funkier. It's like bodo bodo bodo. Like it's all bass and like it's
one.
Like really
And it does have like a very 60s like hippie.
It like sounds
like a genie
like
coming
a
out of a bottle.
Very Austin Powers kind of like moment. Is it in Austin Powers?
That's why Lenny Kravitz covered it for the second
gosh.
Austin Powers. And that video has Heather Graham on top of a bus.
Oh yeah, it
your
does.
Boy watched it a lot.
Oh, okay.
Do you think the band Ming T from Austin Powers is going to be in?
Oh, they're already in.
Okay.
Yeah, they got in immediately. T-Rex is not exactly a classic rock band, but they're...
But they kick ass.
They kick ass, and they're from the kind of that era. I could see Three Dog Night getting in.
Oh my gosh. I would love to see somebody... I would love to see, like, some sort of, you know, Jeremiah Was a Bullfrog kind of, you know, hip-hop.
Whatever. Remix.
Remix on there.
Warren Zevon, Joe Cocker, Thin Lizzy, Todd Rundgren, Doobie
like
Brothers.
Jay-Z on a Todd Rundgren track.
Wait, Doobie Brothers aren't already in?
No, they're not. I think we were talking about this with someone who was on the nominating committee who was implying that it could be, it could happen as soon as next year.
Oh,
because
yeah, there's
they have a very powerful manager.
Twitter chatter.
Yeah.
Out there about the Doobie Brothers, how their their manager is
Irving,
on the non-com.
Irving Azoff.
And he's kind of like...
Have you seen the Eagles documentary?
No.
Irving Azoff plays a like huge part in the Eagles documentary because he is this extremely powerful person in the industry. Yeah. And he manages a lot of bands. And our friend Roy Traken, who was on the nominating committee and was sitting in that chair, had told us that Irving can kind of push a band into getting inducted.
Irving gets it done. It's Irving gets what he wants.
They aren't already, I guess.
I think I agree with that. I think they have a career that is worthy of it.
I think they just have an unfortunate name, and it's just really hard to get past it.
Sure.
But they're a band that had two phases that were both very solid.
I'm
you know?
Literally trying to think if I can name a Doobie Brothers song.
Oh, man.
What a Fool Believes.
Oh, that's the Doobie Brothers?
So that was their second phase with Michael McDonald.
With Michael McDonald. They had Michael Okay.
So they have this whole second part of their career that was Michael McDonald as the lead singer. So it's like What a Fool Believes and Taking It to the Streets.
Oh, my God. Taking It to
and
the Streets.
Minute by Minute.
Not a cool song, but boy, it's laps. I really like it.
Yeah, it's fun.
Taking It to... I mean, it's just a fun one.
Is Steely Dan in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Steely Dan, were they FYE?
They were not, but that's only because...
The Shade. I can't. Why?
Well,
Steely
because
Dan?
They... That was so... It was so competitive at that time.
See, now they're just letting anybody in.
Right. Now, I mean, it is much less competitive
now. The doors are open.
Now.
Hall & Oates have started a tributary to Soul. It's all happening.
Wait, are Hall & Oates in?
Hall & Oates are in.
That makes sense.
Because there was a time where, like, Steely Dan is nominated, but, you know, he's up against James Taylor and Earth, Wind & Fire and Queen and Aerosmith and Black Sabbath. So there was a time where now when you see the nominee list, you kind of know who's getting inducted. You can kind of tell.
Except this last year.
Yeah. Well, this last year is crazy. And going back to what we were talking about with the FYEs, and we will talk, the worst slam dunk FYE last year did not get in. So it makes, to your point that it could be an exciting few years, maybe they will not, you know, maybe Jay-Z won't get in first year because they have to induct Bad Company.
Who was the slam dunk FYE?
Radiohead.
I was going to say, because I know that this was there.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's you hope and pray, and I expect
I mean,
it will go.
Legitimately, like, Jay-Z better get in over fucking these clean-out bands, like, from the 60s and 70s.
He'll get in.
I hope so. Yeah, I mean...
I think of all the people you list, like, Jay-Z's easily the biggest artist who is, like, still big today, so even just him coming to the ceremony would be enormous for them.
Yeah, if they could get him... Well, again, though, do you think it could be... Do you think he would go?
He inducted Grandmaster
Flash. Get Beyonce
to
do the speech.
So he inducted Grandmaster Flash. So he's
been
like, he's been around... He's not new.
I mean, it was, you know, that was like in 2007, but like, I think he would show up. He showed up before to pay respect to Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. So
I imagine he'd show up.
What did you say?
I imagine he'd show up.
Oh, yeah.
My friend
Jay. I think
Jay.
He would.
I thought you said, I'm mad he didn't show up. I was like, he did, though. He came.
I'm still mad that he didn't.
But, you know, it's like we're saying, if, you know, Outkast, it doesn't get inducted next year because they have to put in Boston and Foreigner. And
oh my God!
Okay, well, I would be okay. I think Boston deserves to be.
Oh wow!
Whoa.
Interesting.
What's a
Boston,
song? Somebody
you
help
rock
me.
And roll band, peace
more
of mind,
feeling.
More than a
more
feeling,
more than a feeling. For, that's not Journey.
Foreplay, long time.
Yeah.
Wait,
smoking.
Smoking. Sing
smoking.
It.
Oh God! It's mostly
it.
Smoking, smoking. Feel all right, smoking. You would probably recognize it.
It's just Bodhisattva, but it says smoking.
I mean, I know Bodhisattva.
One of the problems with Boston is their songs sound very similar.
Yeah,
and
but
also,
it's a good sound.
It is, and it's one guy.
What?
Did you know that?
No, it's
Boston's
not.
Boston's not really a band. It's one. I mean, it's two guys. It's the singer and then another guy doing everything.
Okay.
So, yeah, there's a guy named Tom Scholes who is a – he is Boston. You know, he was in his basement and he had like – he was like kind of a production wizard. And he just made this album and he asked his friend Brad to sing the lyrics, to be the vocalist. And then I think they put some people's names on the album because when they packaged it and had to like sell it to a record company.
People wanted bands.
Yes,
they
wanted bands.
Before people making all of their own shit in their basement was cool.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yes,
like,
exactly.
Like,
what a wizard.
That's so funny. Well, do you know what? Put him in the production category or whatever. Get him over there.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I love Boston.
But Boston
you
also
love Boston?
I really do.
Man, I grew up
I just don't know. I mean
their first
More
album
Than a Feeling is a cool song. That's a good song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what else? Smoking, you didn't sell me.
Okay.
On
Foreplay Rock, Long Time is great.
Foreplay Long
What is Foreplay Long Time? It sounds
it's
racist.
Been such a long time. I think I should be going.
Yeah, that's a good song.
And then
Peace of Mind.
Yeah.
I don't care about indecision.
You know what? Those are just songs that like exist to me. Like I know they're classic rock mm-hmm. songs. I know them, but I 100% could not tell you that they were a Boston song.
Right.
Do you know what
they
I mean?
Have such a. They do have such a sound, though. I'm shocked.
It sounds like Journey to me.
They're right. Good Journey.
Ooh.
Dang.
As I like to call them, the Fantastic Journey.
But Boston also, I mean, one of the problems with Boston is they do feel like a classic rock filler band, the way Bad Company does as well.
Yes.
Where, like, there's about, I mean, that first Boston album, though, like, you probably know every song, which is crazy. And I mean that literally, like, every single song.
It's like six songs also.
I think it's a full album, but what I mean is, like, the classic rock plays all those songs.
Yeah.
But...
Man, I would love to see the Guess Who and Outkast perform together because the Guess Who is kind of funky and Outkast is, you know.
Pretty funky.
Very funky.
They're funky.
So just to 2022, the year after Foo Fighters and Jay-Z, Eminem.
Oh, you think
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, and then after that, Coldplay.
Yeah.
In 2023, I think there is slam dunk. And I don't think anyone in... Coldplay would be 2024. And then the next year is the White Stripes.
Oh, yeah. The White Stripes. They're kind of another, like, more modern rock band. And Jack White, I think, will get also inducted separately.
So.
You don't think so?
Do you think that Jack White will get inducted on his lonesome and the White Stripes will
that's
not?
That's what I just... Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
The White Stripes will get in as... Because they were the breakthrough.
The
they
White
were
Stripes,
the first.
I definitely think, will get in. But you don't think Jack Black...
Jack Black's
Jack
getting
Black? I bet Jack Black inducts them.
Yeah, sure.
I would not.
No, I don't think Jack White. I think it's the White Stripes, and that kind of takes care of Jack White as a performer.
Hmm.
Yeah. And then 2026. I don't think anybody, but 2027. Well, Alicia Keys.
2026 would be the Strokes. You don't think they'd get in then?
I don't know. I don't know that they're a first year.
Oh.
Right. I mean, it depends on. They're a tough one to evaluate because they burnt out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
But
and
they
that
were
first
like,
album so important.
So important. Yeah.
And,
they were
and they
like,
influenced so much of what came after
they,
them.
They like changed. They like mainstreamed indie rock. It
Those
was crazy.
First three albums were like so critical to me in high school.
Yeah.
That I'm just kind of like, but why wouldn't they?
Yeah. Like they changed.
I mean,
they
might.
Really did though. I
and
mean,
I
they
think...
broke through and then everybody else flooded in. Yeah. Like. All of the other bands, the like the revival of garage rock happened because of them.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I don't think first year, though.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
All right.
But we might, who knows where,
you
where
know
we'll
what?
Be.
Joe knows his stuff. I'm going to trust him on this one. I'm going to trust him.
He does know his stuff.
And then the next year, 2028 is like a could be potentially a very good year. Because you've got...
Could be a very good year. All right. Thanks, everybody. Frank Sinatra.
Good night. Beyonce.
Mm.
LCD Sound System.
Oh my lord.
Timberlake.
Oh my
That's 2004?
Lord.
That's
or that's
no,
the
2028.
But I mean like that's 25. Oh, okay, no, the next year's
yeah.
Wow.
And also the
wow.
The years of the induction ceremonies are like it's technically 26.
Oh yeah, it's like the year after. It's like the Oscars.
Okay.
Where
right.
the year
yeah.
of the induction ceremony is not the year of the nomination.
It's needlessly confusing.
Yeah.
Yup.
That is, okay, wow. Beyonce, I feel like by that time, I think it's going to be like LCD. We'll have to wait.
No way. I feel like would bum me out.
It would bum me out too, but I just think like if in a year where you want Beyonce and Timberlake to be nominated.
And you're now just putting in Kraftwerk or whoever yeah. whoever didn't yes. make it, you know, so many years ago. Yeah, and years where there's a lot of.
I mean, Beyonce is an FYE.
I think so.
Absolute, no doubt about it.
She might also be.
No doubt. Well, no.
I think they're already eligible.
Well, what the fuck, y'all?
We're busy with the cars.
You better get No Doubt, and you better get the B fucking 52s in the goddamn. The B 52s
aren't.
They are not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's crazy. That's messed up. I am pissed.
Is Devo?
Devo is not, and they should be.
Devo is
what?
Not. Great. Pat Benatar Devo. Is not.
Whoa.
Yeah,
that's,
listen up.
These are crazy.
Yeah, these are crazy. And you know
they're
who's
going to
get
in all
first?
With Beyonce.
Bad Company is going to be in before any of the... Whitney Houston is not in. Janet Jackson is not in. You know who's going to get in before them? Bad Company.
That's why they call me.
I mean, it's really annoying to me. Just yeah. because we've now accepted that music has moved away from...
That
and also
sound.
No Doubt is a fucking rock band.
Well, let's talk about that.
Is Weezer eligible? They're
no,
eligible?
Not yet. Yeah. They will be in a year or two.
Well, let's get No Doubt in there before
Weezer,
before
please.
Before Weezer.
And then 2029, I think, actually is maybe when... I can't tell if Beyonce is 2028 or 2029.
Beyonce.
But if she is 2029...
I just love that part.
Beyonce, Kanye West... Arcade Fire and Amy Winehouse are all eligible that year.
Holy
wow.
cannoli.
That's a crowded one. But let's talk about No Doubt for a second because they were eligible for the first time last year.
And they didn't get on the ballot?
They didn't get on the ballot. The two slots, I mean, the two FYEs that were on the ballot last year who did not get inducted and you'd think might be FYEs, but it didn't happen. Rage Against the Machine.
Oh, and Rage Against the Machine did not get in?
Hmm.
You know that because you watched the ceremony.
Oh, yeah, I know. But I guess I just thought
yeah, so
they were, because Tom Morello is like so active in the NomCom. Is he on
yeah,
the NomCom?
Yes, he is. Tom Morello is on the nominating committee.
But Zach De La Roche is probably like, I don't want to be on any list.
Zach De La Roche is in Los Angeles taking yoga classes and
really?
Saying his full name at the front desk.
I saw him at Fred 62.
Yeah. And I was like a week later that I was taking a yoga class and he was renting a mat and they're like, okay, great. Can I get your name? And he said, Zach De La Roche. Like he like made sure that he said his full name. Like you just have to say your first name to get a mat for $2 at Yaz Yoga and Spin.
He wants people to know.
He does. Yeah. He was
Zach
he wanted
inducted Patti Smith. So he,
oh.
I think he would show up.
Well, he'd show up then.
I also think Tom would be like,
dude,
this is my shit. Because he's always there, and he's yeah part of the nominating committee. He's like a very big proponent of the hall, and he'd be like, "We're going."
So Rage, were they on the they were
they were
on
the
ballot. So
Rage
and
Radiohead were both on the ballot. Both bands that you would assume would be FYEs would get in immediately,
and they were like, "No, we got to give it to the Moody Blues. We got to get
yeah," which is very representative of the problems with this.
It feels like they're constantly just catching up.
Yeah.
Musically.
Well, in my opinion, now they're scraping the bottom of the barrel as far as like classic rock is
right.
concerned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So hopefully we may be done with the scraping because there may be nothing left to scrape. But again, we might see
Foreigner
and Bad Company and who knows.
I mean, God.
I hope we don't get to
a
point.
If next year it's like Foreigner, Bad Company, Doobie Bros. Like...
Might.
Oh,
I don't. I know. That's...
I quit the podcast. I really don't think I can still do it
out.
If a year from now I have to watch another boring ass ceremony.
You know, there's gonna. I mean, I don't think it gets more boring than what happened this year.
It was utterly mind numbing.
Yeah. Ah, gosh. I know there could be a really bad year next year, but I'm hoping that the mistakes of this year are rectified. Because we were talking today about a band that I would have bet a lot of money would have gotten inducted this year.
Yeah.
Which is
yeah.
Radiohead.
Yeah. They're like...
Such a slam dunk.
One of the most important bands. Also, they did... And the reason that Radiohead is so important, too, is because they also melded kind of electronic with still being very rock and roll.
Right.
Like, they still are a, like, straight up
they are,
up
without a doubt, rock and roll band.
Yes.
And they managed to also have some techno, you know, some electronic influences. Mm-hmm.
They're your favorite band, right, Demi?
They are. It feels like they didn't get in because they don't care, though.
I think that's right, because they had a date booked for when the induction ceremony was scheduled to happen.
Mm-hmm.
They were in South America.
Brazil.
I believe.
You've said Brazil before. I hope you're right.
I mean,
nobody's emailed you to tell you you were wrong, so.
I'm sure. Yeah, well, let's invite that. they were in South America, and they were asked, if you're inducted, will you go to the ceremony? And they said, nope.
They were like, no, thank you.
We're going to be going to our show. That's how they talk, right? Hello, we're ready.
No, they want to be inducted into the rock and roll corridor of fame. We've decided the British version is the rock and roll corridor of fame.
That makes sense.
Yes.
And like a lot of British groups, they just didn't really seem to care or know much about the hall. Because it is a very American institution.
Do they have more like working class accents? Am I doing too high British of an accent? Did I have it?
I don't think so.
It's a little between.
Like, somewhere in the middle.
I can't really do it
very
well,
but it's like a very quiet sort of talking like this a lot.
Yeah, the introspective, right?
It sounds like we're doing the Beatles a little bit.
Looking at the shoes.
Okay.
We're trying to...
I couldn't tell you where in England they're from.
Yeah. And there was some interview with them, and they all were like, we don't really know or care. We have a show, or we wouldn't go. And then, what's the name of the bass player?
Colin Greenwood.
Okay. It wasn't him. Ed? Which one's Ed?
Ed is the tall, slender one that looks like Chris Martin.
Colin Greenwood?
Yeah.
And there's Johnny.
Johnny, okay. I'm like, but the Johnny Greenwood did the score for some...
For Paul Thomas Anderson movies of the past 10 years.
Okay, good. Okay, I'm like, because that is a name. Colin Greenwood. Are they brothers?
Ed? Is it Ed is guitarist.
Ed O'Brien?
They are.
Is his name?
They're brothers. Okay, good.
Ed O'Brien?
Yes.
Is that his name? Yeah. He was the only one who was like, I think it'd be fun. I'd go.
Wait, the bassist was like that?
No, the other guitar player.
Although Colin Greenwood is also very enthusiastic, so I could believe that if he were invited specifically, he'd be like, oh, yeah, I think I'll stop by.
The thing is about the hall is like a lot of artists go in thinking like, whatever, and then they're very emotional and like it affects them and they're kind of taken by it.
I feel like all of the members of Radiohead, like when Johnny Greenwood was nominated for an Oscar this past year, they were like, are you gonna go? He's just kind of like, I don't know, maybe if they really want me to. And like then Paul Thomas Anderson was like, you have to go, and he was like, okay, I'll get a suit.
Let's get PTA to, you know,
vouch for
how cool the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is, and how fun and exciting the ceremony is.
Do you know where he's from?
Paul Thomas Anderson?
Yeah. I mean,
is he from Cleveland?
He associates with the Valley, but I believe he was born in Cleveland.
Because
His father was a broadcaster, and in Cleveland, he went by Goulardi.
What?
And he was like a late night.
Wait, dad went by Goulardi? Okay, not PTA.
I was like, PT Goulardi?
I know, I was like, PTG?
His,
gross.
Yeah, his dad was like a late night, like...
Sven Gulli.
Yes, like Sven Gulli in Chicago on WGN. Yeah, like playing scary movies and dressed up.
Honestly, can I say, I just need to know who came first, Sven Gulli or Goulardi. Because Goulardi,
I think, is like 50s, 60s.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay. Because I'm like, Goulardi to me seems like a ripoff of Sven Gulli. Because I grew up with Sven Gulli.
I think it might be the other way around. But like my dad remembers Goulardi from growing up.
And it's just like a weirdo late night host who wears makeup. And it's like, and next up we have for you a scary movies.
Yeah. And that was Paul Thomas Anderson's dad. And I guess they were like pretty funny. And it was like him and Tim Conway. And they were like a comedy team. And then moved out here to L.A. And then Paul Thomas Anderson's dad was then like the voice of maybe CBS or something.
In Los Angeles?
In Los Angeles. And it'd be like, the Sunday night movie. And he was like, that guy.
Oh. Are you sure he wasn't like, the Sunday night movie?
I guess I wasn't around, so I don't know for sure.
I don't know. I'm just saying. It's a possibility.
Is Fiona Apple eligible?
No.
Good question.
I don't know. I don't think she is. I'm pretty sure.
Well, when did... That was 96. title, okay. I think.
So right now, so last year, so this 2018 was the first year of 92.
She wouldn't come. That's the other thing, though. No. She wouldn't give a shit, but boy, should she be in.
You don't think, I mean, I know there's like the classic MTV award acceptance speech, but like that was a long time ago. You know, a lot of these like rebellious artists.
Do you think she cares more now? I don't.
I also feel like she would not be first year nominated just because like.
A, she's a woman.
Yes. B,
tell it like it is. And B, she's alienated the awards community or whatever.
And C, like, I feel like in terms of what people consider rock and roll, her music is so nebulous that I think it'd just be like, oh, we'll get to her.
She's got that piano, man.
She does. I think she rocks.
Oh, she rocks.
So as you may have surmised, Demi, there are no true criteria for inducting an artist into the hall. They do not.
Speaking of nebulous.
Yeah, it would be nice if they said like these are the categories that we use to determine someone's worthiness for induction. They don't do that. So I have devised a list of criteria.
And honestly, shockingly, it has been confirmed by people on the NomCom that these are kind of the guidelines. Ooh, in some way, shape, or form. Close.
I want Joe to be on the NomCom.
I do.
Yes,
you feels like you deserve it.
Thank you, Kristen. Wow.
Well, I don't think we need another white dude. I'm sorry.
I'm young, though.
I want to be on the NomCom. I should be on the NomCom.
We should both be on the NomCom.
Yeah. We should at least be voting.
Yeah, put us in the voting body. We made a damn podcast.
I know.
Yeah.
We're doing free publicity for this thing.
Yeah.
All right, so I have some criteria, and we are going to go through them and evaluate Radiohead's worthiness.
Sure.
I mean, no one's going to be shocked.
It's a moot point. No one's going to be
shocked by this. Okay, so the first category, critical acclaim.
Pretty high.
Yeah. Maybe the most critically acclaimed modern band.
Yeah, I truly can't think of another band that. Well, oh my
Imagine
God.
Dragons.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, fucking compare OK Computer to, or the Bends. Like, compare any Radiohead album, even ones that were not as critically acclaimed or popular, to any Imagine Dragons album. And it's like, what are we fucking doing?
Yeah.
Like, let's just stop. Like, let's admit that rock and roll music right now is kind of dead. And let's focus on what's good.
I cannot think of any band, like, or any other band where it's like every album has some sort of massive, like, not always critical acclaim, but it does feel like there's just the cycle of the way people discuss it with Radiohead is constantly just like, we are talking about this album for months and talking about whether or not it's better than the other ones, and just like are constantly trying to figure out like what this album is going to mean for like the future of music. And it feels like with other rock bands, I don't think that people care as much.
No. Although I will cop to the, we'll talk about this in longevity though. We'll talk about that in a bit. But critical acclaim for sure. How many Grammys have they won? Did they win some Grammys?
I don't know. I mean, I know
say they definitely won one for In Rainbows, but
I know, you know,
they
the Grammys.
The Grammys are so stupid, and they always give it for the wrong albums anyway. Like, I mean, they miss it all the time. It's like they missed the first Arcade Fire album. And so, like, you know what I mean? It's like stuff like that. I feel like the Grammys give the wrong album. They're like, oh, that artist. We meant to give you
Beck,
the one before.
Right?
Yeah, they like Beck. It should have been Odelay, obviously, or Midnight Vultures. I love Midnight Vultures. Midnight Vultures is a personal favorite. All of the music from 1999-2000 was very important to me. That was a very big year for my musical taste. Mm-hmm. And Midnight Vultures and When the Pawn, the Fiona Apple album, both came out right around then. And I was just like, wow, guys, will it ever get any better?
Radiohead has six Grammys.
For what? Can you tell us?
Yeah, for sure.
For the categorias?
And more? I just want to say that it's like pretty shocking that they were able to break through, given that the Grammys, especially in the 90s, were out of it. Like we said, they're not paying attention, and a lot of what they... So I saw someone draw an analogy once I thought was pretty good, which was the way the Grammys like nominates Album of the Year, it's the same. It would be like if the Oscars nominated Transformers for Best Picture.
Yeah, like it's popular.
It's always what were the biggest, most popular albums and songs, and that's who's considered. But OK Computer was nominated for Album of the Year in 1998.
And who did it lose to?
Ooh, that's
somebody
a great...
probably terrible.
And I'm 98. I'm gonna.
But they won for Best Alternative Music Album that year.
Okay.
Which is like.
I mean, fine, sure.
Yeah, let's.
I mean, so, good enough job, Grammys, I guess.
They gave it to Time Out of Mind by Bob Dylan in 1998.
You know, his most important album ever.
Why?
Yeah, I mean, Paul McCartney was also up for Album of the Year in 1998 with Flaming Pie.
You know, it's very funny to me, too, because, like, the... Like, we all... Sorry. We talk about, like, the Hall being... Or, like it's as if Rolling Stone... Like, the Hall is very influenced by Rolling Stone magazine. The guy who is mm-hmm. the founder of Rolling Stone
Jan
is
Wenner.
Also... Jan Wenner is also, like, one of the originators of the Hall of Fame. And...
He created it.
And fucking Rolling Stone magazine has like this fetishized thing for these classic rock. Like the amount of times that like Jim Morrison is still on the mm-hmm. cover of like in 2018, yeah. Jim Morrison was definitely on the cover of Rolling Stone. I mean, he's on the cover right. of that magazine every year for some damn reason. And I feel like the Grammys do that shit too, where they just like fetishize. Yeah. And I feel I'm like, are
Steely
they...
Dan winning over Eminem in like
that's
the year
2000? That's what I'm
2000.
Saying. Is Rolling Stone running the Grammys too? That's my question.
I think Rolling Stone's way better than the Grammys.
The Grammys now are just kind of like, I mean, it's the thing you said about Transformers, where it's like the albums of the year are always big pop albums. Mm-hmm.
It's like Katy Perry and. But if I can just say, the year that OK Computer was nominated for a Grammy is, the best year of the Grammys in terms of spectacle. Because that's Soy Bomb.
Oh.
Soy Bomb was this year. And if people listening don't know what Soy Bomb is, you should YouTube it because it's one of my favorite things in the world. Bob Dylan is playing something from Time Out of Mind. And there's like a whole chorus behind him. And then suddenly... As Bob Dylan's singing a sleepy little slow song, a man with no shirt and on his chest is written the word soy bomb is gesticulating wildly and dancing for at least 30 seconds. And it's unreal that nobody comes out there and pulls him away. He's standing right next to Bob Dylan, who looks scared, shitless.
I do wonder if they were just kind of like, is this part of it?
That must have been it. They must have been like, oh, I guess Bob's up to his old tricks.
Oh, yep. You know how Bob loves a soy bomb, so...
This Grammy ceremony was also Wu-Tang Does It for the Children.
Oh, boy.
Which, you guys, are you familiar with that?
No.
So, Sean Colvin, who did Sonny Came Home...
Yeah, I know who that is.
When she won for, like, Song of the Year or something, it seems as though Old Dirty Bastard thought Sean Combs won. Thought that Puff Daddy won. Which is my theory. I don't know if that's a proven theory, but he runs out... As Sean Colvin's walking up, Old Dirty Bastard runs out and is like, he's like, shut up. He's like, all right, here's the thing. And he starts talking. And one of the things he says is he's like, Puffy's okay, but Wu-Tang is the best. Wu-Tang does it for the children. We do it for the children. And again, nobody stops him either. He talks for a while.
Oh, security was lax this year.
Yeah, this is a pre-9/11 world.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. There you have it. Well, mm-hmm. there you have it.
Would never happen in 2002.
I believe there's a moment where Julio Iglesias has to pronounce the word Jamiroquai, which is pretty good. It's an incredible ceremony. And you know who hosted? You know who hosted the Grammys this year?
Jamie Kennedy.
Chris Rock?
Our man, Fraser Crane himself.
Oh!
Kelsey Grammer.
Why? Tossed out and scrambled eggs.
How? What?
Yeah. It is... I want to get my hands on the full ceremony because I really want to watch that.
That is really funny and stupid.
Yeah.
I like that. Okay.
All right.
Oh, I do love trying. An English as a second language person trying to pronounce Jamiroquai, just reading that
it's
word.
Beautiful.
That's a.
Is Nine Inch Nails in?
They're not. They've been nominated a few times.
Okay.
Yeah. They
do you feel
it.
Like Kraftwerk has to get in first to like open Maybe. The industrial tributary?
Yeah. Maybe. I mean, if you care about. Order, you know.
I mean, sometimes they do and sometimes they don't. That's what we've learned from the NomCon
doesn't
people.
Doesn't make a ton of sense. So anyway, critical acclaim like crazy.
Chaka Khan still not in, and it's like holding up Whitney. Sorry, I'm not. happy about it.
And but to your point that like the Rolling Stone loves Radiohead though, and like Radiohead's been on the cover a bunch.
Yes.
And then let's talk about the next category: classic albums. Nearly every nearly every release is considered to be a classic.
They have fewer non-classic albums.
Yes, truly. I mean the I would not say Pablo Honey is that's their first one, but from the Benz, OK Computer,
I mean the Benz,
Kid A,
OK Computer, Amnesiac, Kid A,
In Rainbows.
Thief,
yeah.
I loved.
I think Hail to the Thief is fantastic.
I love Hail to the Thief.
In Rainbows is my favorite album of all time.
I don't know that I ever really sat down with it.
The way I got into Radiohead was a friend of mine in college loved Radiohead, and I was like, we bonded over the Strokes. So I was like, I guess I'll listen to Radiohead. And I spent 2 days on each album. And then by the time I got to OK Computer, I was like, wow, this band is very good. And then by the time I got to In Rainbows, I was like, this is the best thing I've ever heard.
Also, I really appreciate your ordered approach to listening to this band's discography.
I was like, oh, this is so much music, I can't just put it all on shuffle. And I was like, well, I'm going to do some sort of approach to it. And then I remember getting to Kid A and just being like mad because I didn't get it at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I still am kind of like, it's good, but it's not for me.
Kid A was really important. I was in college when Kid A came out, I want to say. Oh, yeah, I was just about to go to college. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, Kid A, and I wasn't that into it. And then when I got there, everybody was like, do you like this band?
Do you like Kid
A?
Do
you smoke weed? And I was like, all right.
In going back to Rolling Stone, they released a list of the 500 greatest albums of all time. Kid A is at number 67 out of 500. The Benz is at 111. OK Computer, 162. Amnesiac, 320. In Rainbows, 336. So that's a lot of albums to have on the list.
Especially after, there you go.
And the King of Limbs is in this room.
And they've only made like 8 or 9 albums. So for them to have...
Not like the person.
Not the king.
The King of Limbs has arrived.
Hello, look at my arms. Actually.
Oh, yes, hello.
But they're more classic albums than not classic albums.
Yes.
Wait, now can I ask, as someone who kind of fell off after... I listened to In Rainbows maybe a few times, but never really got super into it. And then since then, I have not listened to any new Radiohead.
Ooh, you gotta listen to a Moonshaped Pool. I think it's phenomenal.
Moonshaped Pool is cool.
King of Limbs is not... It's 8 songs, so it's kind of like passable in how not bad it is, but I think it's maybe my second least favorite.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So, classic albums...
Also, better... the video for No Surprises is my favorite music video of all time.
The water the filling up in
Yeah, the water fills up. What'd you say?
Does the hall know this?
Well, we should tell them. Let's let it be known, because I know music videos really matter to them.
Yeah.
I got some great music videos.
Oh, they some really classics. Do. There's some classics. But No Surprises to me is one of the most... It's genius, and the timing... also, No Surprises is one of my favorite songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the timing of when the water drains out is like so perfect and beautiful. And that moment in the video is very gorgeous to me. It means a lot. And I remember the first time I saw that video being like, like my breath was taken away.
Yeah.
It's a great video. Give it a watch, guys.
I don't think there are beyond like bands like the Beatles, like... From that list I pulled, not many other artists have that many albums on that list, you know?
No. Yeah.
Especially of bands that started, excuse me, in the 90s. Like, yeah, no one even comes close.
Yeah.
Next category is iconic songs.
So many.
Okay. but like, what do you think is like the most iconic Radiohead song?
The most iconic Radiohead song is Creep.
Oh yeah.
But then it Karma is. Police.
And then probably Karma Police in the 2 slot, and then Fake Plastic Trees.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Paranoid Android.
Paranoid Android's probably three.
And then in terms of going from
High and
iconic,
Dry might be up
that
there too.
I might put that in the next category of recognizable. So that might be you might put Idiotech as an iconic song as well.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking What Off Kid A it would be, because I think it's either that
Everything
or
in
disappear.
Its Right Place.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Optimistic. I'm looking at the I'm looking at the Spotify chart. That's why I was able to just pull that one out. I was like, oh, I thought you were a fan. You didn't think of everything in
Detroit.
Okay, well, okay, I guess so. Demi, you didn't spend enough days on Kid A.
That's true.
But then when we go to like recognizable songs, you know, and I think it's
Optimistic. Oh, yeah, that one got radio play. The other problem is that radio is not playing rock music anymore. Like, sure. I'm also that I don't listen to rock radio.
Okay. Yeah.
Might be the actual problem. But, like, I feel like because rock radio is so dated most of the time, or it's playing shit like Imagine Dragons. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I don't care. I'm not going to listen to this. And so I miss if, like, Radiohead had a radio single, I would not hear it because they're not playing it on, you know, Power 106.
Liftoff.
Or Real 92.3 or K-Day.
And I think it's a testament, though, that, you know, they got some radio play and...
But they do play them on KCRW, which I listen to. So, like, I would find out from, like, A Morning Becomes Eclectic.
Yeah. But the fact that there are recognizable songs that they have, despite, you know, not being played to the extent that Imagine Dragons is, and the fact that rock is just not played...
Or,
as
like,
much.
Even, you know, I'm sure they were less radio-friendly than, like, the Foo Fighters and stuff. You know what I mean? Like,
bands
that
they're
came
more
out
challenging.
At this time, they were not, they're not, like, they don't make a ton of singles.
And it also does feel like their albums are more famous than their single songs.
Agree. But they still have, you know, one of the most played radio songs, which is Creep.
Yeah.
Creep,
You can't escape Creep. Yeah, so
they've
you
tried.
Can't escape like a friggin' acoustic cover of it at some party anytime, anywhere. Creep is the song. Any karaoke night, you're gonna get a creep. You're gonna like.
I sometimes go to Ye Rustic on Tuesdays to do karaoke, and there's always someone singing Creep. And then it's very funny because on occasion someone will be singing Paranoid Android, and I'm just kind of like, what is your deal? You're going to pick
this.
A 6-minute song at karaoke with like multiple instrumental breaks?
Makes you look pretty.
Yeah. And there's like a long guitar solo.
Yeah. It's like a long one.
It's like if someone chose Bohemian Rhapsody, but a less popular Bohemian Rhapsody. I don't know.
Yeah, with just like a lot of noise. Like not a lot of lyrics.
Not a lot.
Weird.
Also, not like a fun song to sing.
No.
Except for the part. Except for the little piggies part. Like that one's that part's fun to like get angry if you're mad.
Yeah.
But if you're mad, just sing. Yeah, just sing Alanis if you're mad. Alanis. She'll get in, right?
I don't know.
She'll get in late.
Come on.
I don't know. I mean, like probably eventually, but. Another one where it's like kind of burnt out. Like it's all on that first album.
No, but she also had other songs afterwards. And yes, they were not as good, but it doesn't matter. Jagged Little Pill.
Yeah,
deserves,
it's
like that's enough.
It's a point on the map. Yeah, for sure.
That's enough.
Yeah.
What more do you need? You don't need more.
A few more albums like Jagged Little Pill.
Is Sheryl Crow in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? She will get in the Rock
Probably.
And Roll.
Probably.
Shania.
Sheryl Crow better get in the G-Dang Rock and Roll
Hall
of Fame.
I bet she will.
She better. You hear me?
And this is...
Boy,
blood will be
angry.
On your hands, Joe.
Yeah.
If she's not in, blood will be on your hands.
The blood is
exactly.
on my hands.
God. Wait.
Man. What?
That makes me annoyed. Because she also, you know, she plays rock music.
Cheryl?
Cheryl?
Cheryl
Crow?
That's what Cheryl Crow sounds like.
Cheryl Crow?
Cheryl Crow.
Yeah.
Cheryl?
I think she will be, probably.
We'll see. Nobody's going to fight for Sheryl Crow.
Nobody
on the NomCom who's like,
you don't
you know
that.
Questlove will fight for Sheryl Crow.
I wish he would. I just want somebody to... I think that's why they need more women on the NomCom is because you need people who like are going to go in there and be like, here's why she's important. Here's what's important about her. Mm-hmm. And also she flew me here.
Did you hear the new Sheryl Crow song with St. Vincent?
No, but I love St. Vincent.
She'll get in.
She's kind of the closest she's like she's rock and roll.
I was going to say I think she's the closest thing we have to like a modern rock star.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's with
and she's like barely known to most people. My mother 100%.
She performed Lithium at the Nirvana induction.
Oh right.
Well, and who were they talking about? What were they saying that one of our guests was saying that she should have done the induction for somebody, and I can't remember who it was. Or, that she should do the Pat Benatar tribute
that would be
or something.
That's
like.
Interesting.
Or,
with St.
No,
Vincent,
I can't remember
it's
who
like,
it was.
It's maybe Liz Phair.
Maybe. No, I can't remember who it was. I think it was Greg who Greg Barrett who was saying that St. Vincent should have inducted someone who was like a big, it was a male guitar band. And they were like, St. Vincent on the guitar should have come up and done it, like blah, blah, blah. I don't remember what it was. Someone write to us if you remember. Thank you.
Was it Big Black? I know she's a big Steve Albini fan.
Yeah, I cannot remember.
Or maybe that she should have done the Tom Petty tribute or something.
Yes, that's what it was, that she should have done the Tom Petty tribute. That's what it was. That would have been instead cool. of the Killers. It would have been cool if she had come out and just, you know, like, kicked ass. I would have loved to hear her sing American Girl, you know? Mm-hmm. Be so much more interesting than the Killers singing
She would have
it.
Done something fun with it.
Yeah.
Too early to tell with St. Vincent in terms of rock and roll.
Oh, yeah.
That's why we wait 25 years.
Commercial. We're always playing the long game here at the
next,
Rock Hall.
Next category, commercial success.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Big time. Well, because they came out when people still bought albums.
Mm-hmm. And then they were able to hold on to that fan base.
Yeah. What was the album that they did? Was it In Rainbows? Was the one where it was released, like, released and you pay what you want?
Yeah.
And they made more money than they would have if...
Fools.
But that Pablo Honey went platinum... The Benz went platinum. OK Computer went crazy platinum. It's you go through their albums and it's platinum, platinum, gold, platinum across.
They chose a good job.
Countries. they did a good job in terms of OK Computer was 2 times platinum. Kid A is platinum. Yeah. They
what about their
success.
Most recent stuff? What's how are those selling?
A Moon-Shaped Pool is gold across a lot of different I don't know what at this point I don't know what these acronyms mean. BPI, ARIA, FIMI, MC, SNEP.
Oh my gosh.
No clue.
Yep. But gold. I'm seeing gold.
That's
baby.
That's burning.
Yeah, so they're still selling a lot of stuff and making a lot of money. Which, you know, for a critical darling is not always the case.
That's true.
So they've got both. Longevity. What other band, when it comes around to them being eligible, are they
still
super relevant? And
they cannot make it because they're still on tour. Because
they're
selling out.
And not a sad tour.
Yeah,
you know?
They're on like a Brazilian selling out the mountainside tour. With the big Jesus statue above them, or the Virgin Mary statue above them on the mountain.
How many other bands, like the year that they're inducted, still headline festivals? Well, that's as soon as I said that, I was like, well, no, many of them, I guess.
Yeah,
their name alone.
But like, what sad festivals? Though,
I mean,
or
but
like,
you know. let's compare Radiohead to Pearl Jam.
Sure. Por ejemplo.
So Pearl Jam got in 2017. Was it eligible and got in 2017?
They were FYE.
Yeah. And Radiohead was eligible, didn't get in 2018. No question, Radiohead is a more relevant band right now than Pearl Jam, who most would consider a 90s band.
Yeah.
A band that has put out decent work beyond the 90s, but not a band that anyone is thinking of as still vital the way Radiohead is.
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh my God, if Radiohead played the induction... I mean, I've told the story before about how I was at a festival in 2003, the summer of 2003, that was the headliners were the Beastie Boys, Beck, and Radiohead.
Oh my God.
And it was supposed to be a 2-night camping festival. It got moved to 1-day festival in Giants Stadium in New Jersey. We drove across the country, went to it, and the Beastie Boys played and they fucking sucked and they're one of my favorite bands and I was really disappointed. They were doing a very bad job. And then I also love, and like they were just in between albums and they were just like screwing up. They didn't know their words. It was very sad. And then the whole stage, it takes forever for the stage to set up for Beck. I love Beck. I'm like so hyped for this. Midnight Vultures was the last album that had come out and he's going to play all my jams. So ready for it. And he slipped on his way to coming out.
What?
Did I never tell this story
on
the podcast?
No, I don't know this story.
Oh my gosh. So I've just seen the Beastie Boys suck and I'm so sad. And they keep apologizing to the audience being like, sorry, man, we just want to make it a good show for you. And I'm like, Ad Rock, I love you, but I don't believe you. And then I'm like, but Beck's going to come through. And it had been raining and he slipped and twisted his ankle on his way out to the stage. He never even made it to the stage.
Oh my
the stage
God.
Was all set up for him and it had taken forever to get the stage set up for him. And I was like, oh, no. God damn it. And they were like, we're sorry. We just had to take Beck to the hospital. He twisted his ankle backstage.
Oh my God.
And so then they had to take down Beck's set and put up radio headset. And I was like, come the fuck on. It's going to take forever. And then Radiohead, this is Tale to the Thief, had just come out. Mm. I had bought it. I think I don't even think it was out yet. It was about to come out. And Radiohead came out after their set changed. And they played for 2.5 hours
at the end of a festival.
And it was transcendent. I was like a little high, but I was definitely like, this is...
They're the greatest.
This is the greatest concert ever. Also, it had been raining all day and it stopped raining. And it was just so the evening, it was like the quiet evening in this giant stadium, Giants stadium. And Radiohead played for 2.5 hours.
Emerged.
And they just, it was unbelievable. And it was like the albums that they had out at that point, it was just like every song was just like incredible. Yeah. I was so, it was, it's a, on one a of my favorite concerts.
Show. That's incredible.
Oh my God. I was like nothing. Because also the disappointment of like two double disappointments
yeah.
of
yeah.
like two of the three headliners, utter disappointments. Two of the three headliners who I love. I would have said at that point, I liked Beck and the Beastie Boys more than Radiohead if you had mm-hmm. asked me at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a convert, baby. I left that show being like, Radiohead, you the best.
They made Beck slip on purpose. They were like, we're yeah. going to turn some heads
like,
tonight.
Ha-ha.
Quickly, they were in Argentina.
Oh.
And also, I don't know if I've ever explicitly said... My theory.
Did you say visiting Tupac? Yes. Do you think yeah. Tupac's down there?
No,
Tupac
I don't. But...
visiting Tupac and Hitler.
Hanging out.
My theory, just because I don't see how Radiohead doesn't get the votes to get inducted, my theory is they did get the votes to get inducted. And behind the scenes, knowing Radiohead wouldn't show up for the performance, and the hall thinking... we need a Radiohead performance at the induction ceremony.
Yeah.
Made some kind of deal where they said, listen, we're going to defer your induction to next year. Let's make sure you guys have that date open.
Let's hold the date or we'll plan around you.
Yeah. And we'll get you in. We cannot afford to induct Radiohead and not have you guys show up.
Oh, yeah.
It would be embarrassing, but not as embarrassing as this year's ceremony was where... It was a very shitty ceremony. I was very, very picked a very bad time to start caring about this stupid institution.
Yeah.
But my guess is a deal was made.
When I learned that Radiohead was like eligible this year, I got very excited. And then I was like, can you go see their performances live? And I was like I was just so excited and thinking like, wow, I'm going to go see Radiohead live.
You're connecting with the youth, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yes.
You're connecting with the youth.
The teens.
And you blew it.
You really
fucked
up.
I mean, unless...
Demi is 14 years old.
I'm turning 15 next year. I'm going to have my learner's permit. Let me drive there.
No. But I mean, I think they were like, we need Radiohead here.
I hope that it is the case that they
me too.
Go next year.
Watch next year. It's the same thing.
Oh, my God. If they
sorry,
don't
we're in Argentina
get in next
again.
Year.
They're like, yeah, we're doing a tour.
We're
know.
Always in Argentina this time. We told
yeah.
you.
Oh, come
it's
on.
April. What are we supposed to do? Yeah. Not be in Argentina? okay. Next.
Johnny's having a birthday party that day. We can't.
We really can't. We're on a holiday. Longevity, yeah. They continue. Their career is far from over. They're yeah. still vital and important 25 years in. Influence, innovation.
Can I ask a real quick question
yeah.
about Radiohead? Are they named after the Talking Heads song?
Mm-hmm. They are.
They are?
Yeah.
That's
another
that's cool
point
as hell.
In there. That's another
are Talking
point
Heads in the...
Yeah, they were in immediately.
And cool. they reunited to do the...
To perform.
I love the Talking Heads. They
me
are.
Too.
They're like my fave. My real fave.
They're the best.
Oh, they're so good.
Yeah, and they reunited, and that's the only time they reunited was for the hall.
Ugh,
pretty
gosh.
Cool.
Gosh.
What a,
wow.
What a cool institution. Influence.
I guess.
Yeah, so I think Radiohead's exceptionally influential and innovative. We talk about how from album to album, they're pushing kind of the boundaries of who they are as a band
yeah.
and doing new things. And you listen to Pablo Honey even versus Kid A and you're like, this is whoa.
It is.
Yeah, they are changing. They're evolving, but they're still their same type of music.
Yeah, it feels like every album they like get tired of their own sound and try to reinvent it, but they still manage to like... It, like, you can listen to two different Radiohead albums back to back and be like, these are clearly the same people, but how crazy is it the things that they've changed up?
Yeah.
And I love that about mm-hmm. them.
And also, I think they're extremely influential. You could even... did I say influential?
You did.
I apologize. Of the bands that came out of the 90s, maybe only Nirvana is more influential. And maybe even Radiohead's more influential. I don't know. It just feels like...
Well, I mean, here's the thing. It depends on what you're looking at to mean influence. Because I think Radiohead is more influential than Nirvana in that... the type of music that is being made now sounds a lot more like Radiohead mm-hmm. than it does like Nirvana. Yeah. Like, yeah. it sounds like it's electronic pop music. Mm-hmm. Like, that is what's being made.
Yeah.
And, like, it with tinges of rock in it. And that is a much more direct line from Radiohead than from Nirvana.
Yeah, sure. They both ushered in new genres and, like, new kind of movements in music. But the Radiohead part of that has just lasted.
I feel like it's kind of like Michael Jackson versus someone like the Sugar Hill Gang, where it's like Nirvana and Sugar Hill Gang. It's like these people essentially boosted genres to the point that it was like before these bands, they were not recognizable. But it's like the longevity of these other people like Michael Jackson and Radiohead. It's like, well, that's undeniable mm-hmm. as in terms of what's more.
And like what's the sound like? Like they changed the type of sound that those artists had, the Michael Jackson Radiohead. It had more longevity. And it was just like, yeah, like rap and grunge, like the breakthrough of it was like, wow, that's important. Yeah. But it didn't like stick around. I mean, mm-hmm. rap stuck around, but not the hip hop. Kind of,
right, it evolved.
Know, like, and
yeah,
it,
going
not,
to
not,
my mom's house, getting the slice. Yeah.
Excuse
oh, you
me.
Heard
it's
that's the new
chicken.
Song from last night.
Yeah, yeah. I do love Rapper's Delight though. It's a great song. Too. But I feel like that's the kind of rap when people are like joking about rap. They're like, my name's Kristen, and I'm here to say.
Yeah.
You know, like
in
that's
a major
like,
way.
Yeah, exactly. That's always the like thing that they go to because mm-hmm. people can't do modern rap as a joke.
Nope,
because
it's difficult.
Difficult.
intricate and all right, last category. Does my mom know who Radiohead are? Yes.
Big time. My mom definitely.
They're a huge band.
Yeah.
And how often do we get like the most critically acclaimed band is also, you know, maybe the biggest band. It's crazy. It's really crazy.
Yeah.
All right.
Also, can I say too, Radiohead is like not divisive. Most of the time when a band is as big as Radiohead, like Coldplay, for example, is divisive. Mm-hmm. You know yeah. what I mean?
And we see that as almost a result of
because
their
popularity.
Huge. When anything gets huge, then you're right. It draws a line in the sand. And then suddenly it's like, I don't know, they're like Coldplay. It's like, well, you
it's
hate
like,
them because
well,
they're Clocks popular.
Rules. You know what I mean?
Clocks does rule.
Is a kick-ass song. But like legit, I will very rarely cop to liking Coldplay.
Sure.
But Radiohead is like, they did it. They have it both ways.
They managed to stay cool while still being huge.
I do think Radiohead is only divisive in the type of fans it draws out and like how a lot of people are just kind of like, if you say you mm-hmm. really like Radiohead, like to a lot of people
they
it's
want
like,
you to prove it.
Or there's an eye roll.
There's an eye roll, but it's also just very much like they want you to prove it, and they very much are kind of like, oh, I know what that kind of person is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like, yeah, Radiohead fan. Yeah. Cool.
Like, I like Radiohead. You're like, yeah. All right, dude.
But I feel like more so in the early 2000s because like that was when people were like, because it was harder to get into them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think Radiohead isn't like an immediately accessible band. You have to work to like them, you know, mm-hmm. you have to invest 2 days per album.
You gotta
do it
to really understand what they're trying to say.
All right, let's do our verdict. Should they be inducted, and when will they be inducted?
Okay,
and we'll start with Kristen.
I think, of course, they should be inducted. I think they will be inducted, and I think they will be inducted next year. I freaking hope so, baby.
Okay, Demi.
I think they should be inducted, and I think they will be inducted. I hope next year, but part of me is also just like something's going to happen and they won't do it again.
Yeah. yeah, I'm with you guys. Obviously, they should. They definitely will. It was crazy that they did not get inducted this year, and I think it's going to happen next year. I don't think they can go more than 2 years having them on the ballot, not getting in before like it's a
international what if they
crisis.
Don't put them on the ballot this year?
They
you
will.
Know?
I mean, like that.
What if they know that they're not going to show up? So they're just like, let's not even put them on the ballot, guys. And then everybody holds hands. They bite a hoagie. And that's how the pact is made, that they don't nominate them.
When you. I, yeah, that just would be so insane.
I mean, truly.
I will say, though, if it was the kind of thing where it's like after 2 years, Radiohead's still just kind of like, no, we're not going to do it. They'd probably just be like, well, fine. We're not putting you on the ballot anymore. We've got other people to get to.
Yeah. Or they'll posthumously induct them. Or not posthumously. induct them. They'll like induct them, you know, like the way that Mormons, you know, like baptize you in absentia.
Oh,
yeah. 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 They will, if it comes down to it, they'll induct them.
They'll have Coldplay come to do a tribute to Radiohead.
Yeah. Ooh, which... it'll be like with this, what was it? The Sex Pistols. It'll be like the Sex Pistols.
Yeah,
they
Sex didn't Pistols show up for their induction.
They read a letter. Like they had someone read a letter.
The Johnny Rotten wrote, yeah. Calling the hole a piss stain. We're not coming to your rock and roll hall.
Tom York would never write a letter like that.
No.
He wouldn't care to.
That,
he would not
clearly
even bother.
It's trying too hard.
Yeah. He'd write a tweet, just be like, no, and people would be like, sure, okay.
Yeah, all right, cool. See you in Argentina.
But Coldplay doing like a tribute to Radiohead would be the biggest fuck you.
While Radiohead is still alive and around to do like a tribute to them, it would be amazing.
With a band that is often decried as being like Radiohead. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who inducts them? Who gives the speech?
Coldplay.
At
Chris, whatever.
Chris Martin.
No.
I'm kidding.
Paul Thomas Anderson, I could believe.
Oh,
Paul
Thomas Anderson,
interesting. I could also, I mean, just thinking about the hall and like who they would pick, like Flea.
Oh, no.
Flea is good friends with Tom York.
I know. That's what I thought.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They're in Adams for Peace.
Yeah.
That band. It's
Tom
York
and
Flea.
Name.
So I could see Flea. The thing is, it feels like everyone respects and likes Radiohead, so it's like if you told me Sting was a big fan of Radiohead, I'd be like, I believe it.
Yeah.
You know?
But I also am just kind of like, what celebrities immediately do I think of as linked with Radiohead? And I feel like I can't think of, like, Aaron Paul. But he's not gonna.
Well, it tends to be someone from the music world.
Yeah.
You know, with Radiohead, it could be someone that influenced them, a contemporary, or someone that they influenced.
Paul McCartney.
Is there any connection there?
Nope. Just
I mean, they're British.
Because I can see Paul McCartney.
Big bands, important bands.
David
British.
Byrne.
You know who's
oh
a big.
Oh my God, if David Byrne inducted them, do you think he would?
He might.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Radiohead.
That would be, I mean, yeah, that would be interesting.
I would love it so much.
That'd be fantastic.
I could see him doing it.
Or coming out and doing a song with them.
Oh, I mean, that's the way to hook.
That's what I think.
That's the way to hook Radiohead is have cool people at the ceremony.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Patti Smith might even, because she performed with Tom York at some thing for environment, the saving it.
The environment colon, like saving it.
Exclamation point. Environment good.
You know who also is a huge fan of Radiohead and wrote their entry when Rolling Stone did like the 100 Greatest Artists or whatever, Radiohead was on there. And the person who wrote the entry for them was Dave Matthews.
Oh, my
God.
What?
He like loves Radiohead.
Do you think the Dave Matthews band will get into the hall?
I don't. I don't think their music has aged well. You know, I was thinking about this. Jack FM, the kind of 80s, 90s, and today playlist station in L.A.
Yes. And all the country over.
Yeah. I mean, it's called Bob somewhere.
Oh,
it's
really?
Called,
it's
like,
still
Frank.
Called Jack in Chicago.
Yeah. The one in Pittsburgh is called Bob. And across the country, there's
they
like...
They name them regional names. Mm-hmm. That's really funny. But it's Jack in Chicago and it's Jack in L.A.
I bet there's market research that dictates what they should name the playlist.
Well, you know what they're not naming them? Lisa. Joan. Carrie. Heather.
That we know of.
Well, Jack could be a female name.
I wish.
Anyway.
I'm always here for I'm here against the patriarchy in every way.
Someone's got to be.
Yep.
So, Jack FM.
You mean like Lisa FM.
The Joan, playlist station.
Imagine a world. I'm just saying.
Okay,
just
sure.
I'd love
to. I'm really,
Jill
I'm
FM.
I'm
Jill
disappearing.
FM, for example. Yeah. No, I'm sorry. Jack FM.
Is a station that just by looking at what it is. Should play Dave Matthews Band, right?
Don't they play like Ants Marching?
Not really.
Do they play Tripping Billies?
It is so strange to me
I went to college in the early 2000s. I've been to a Dave Matthews Band concert.
I didn't hear Crash Into Me until Lady Bird, so I am not Dave Matthews Band.
I dated
and that's what's weird,
a fish head.
Is like you would think Dave Matthews Band would be, I mean, they're like pretty easy to listen to. Why are they not still played on the radio? What happened? I don't think time has been good to them. I mean, Demi didn't hear Crash Into Me until Lady Bird.
Yeah. That's just me, I think.
But I bet there's a lot of people who I just feel like they had their moment and they didn't stick around.
They still sell out concerts though, like Pearl Jam style?
They are the kind of band where, like Fish, they have a big following and like people follow them on tour. But I do wonder if that'll be helpful to them when it comes for their time.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like time has forgotten Dave Matthews in a way that you couldn't really predict, but it kind of happened.
I always think about how crazy it is that it's just called Dave Matthews Band, like, mm-hmm. and not just a name that encapsulates all of them.
You're right.
Yeah. But I mean, he's like the main dude.
Sure.
No way.
Yeah.
Dave?
Yeah.
You're talking Dave?
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, baby. I'm just saying.
But that's like the Heartbreakers.
Yeah, it's just the only other thing, the Steve Miller Band.
Oh, yeah. For example.
But the thing is, that's not even really a band.
Is the Steve Miller Band in?
Steve Miller is in.
Whoa.
But not the band, because mm-hmm. it was never really a band.
Not the
Those people changed all the time.
Plus, all the Steve Miller songs are probably the big ones. Like,
he was always credited as Steve Miller Band.
Oh, really?
But the thing, like, again, I was saying that it was never a consistent band.
Okay.
All right. Who?
Oh, what songs do they play?
Well, who in Radio? Radiohead did not change in terms of their
shakeups of their lineup.
They've added a member.
Clive.
Yeah,
I don't think Clive's getting in. He's a live performer. Yeah. But yeah, the Tom York, the Greenwood Boys, Ed O'Brien, and Phil Selway.
Clive alive. Yeah. And put them all in.
Been from the beginning to the end, right?
Yep.
Since
On a Friday.
Hasn't changed. That's pretty incredible. And then okay, so let's say a deal has been struck. Radiohead's inducted. They're performing at the induction.
Ooh,
What three songs do they play?
Three.
Usually it's three.
Do you think they'd let them play five, like Bon Jovi?
Yeah, they might.
How many songs did Bon Jovi get to play? Four?
Five. They play four. Most because Dire Straits wasn't there.
They got to play a new song too.
What?
It was messed up.
Who wants to hear Bon Jovi? Okay, do
no
a
one.
New
no,
song.
It's really...
Okay, so
do
you
want
think
Dead or
Blur
Alive?
Would get in?
No. So
is Oasis in?
No, they're not eligible.
Ah.
So the thing is with Radiohead is like the songs that they should play were the songs they would play, because I don't think, you know. Radiohead doesn't love playing Creed.
They would probably want to do.
They just started playing it again.
They would probably want to do a 2.5-hour set of their new stuff.
I mean, if it were a different band, I would say yeah, they would play. They'd play Creep. They'd play Karma Police and Paranoid Android, maybe.
Yeah, you know. Or Fake Plastic Trees.
Also, I think they would maybe want to not have more than one from an album.
No, yeah,
you know?
For sure.
Yeah.
So maybe Creep. Karma Police, and then Burn the Witch. I mean, like,
I was saying, I think they might play Burn the Witch.
What is Burn the Witch from the Moonlight one?
From A Moon Shaped Pool.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
is it from the Moonlight soundtrack?
It is from the Moonlight
great.
Soundtrack.
Yeah. or maybe Idiotech. But I feel like Radiohead would want to play a newer song.
Like Body Snatchers or something from In Rainbows.
Oh, I've heard Body Snatchers. That's a good song.
I feel like they'd want to play the songs where it's like, what are our rockiest songs?
Mm-hmm.
So they might do Body Snatchers and then like...
Or they would just put a computer up on stage to play three of their tracks and be like,
just have some
it.
Tea around it.
Yeah, have some tea around it.
But, you know, they're a band that often defies expectation. So I feel like they would, you know, they could throw a Pyramid Song. I mean,
just blow the house down, though. It would be so cool if they got inducted, because it would mean that this mattered and was exciting and fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
the
interesting
ceremony would be great. We're all going to be there next year.
We'll all be there.
Absolutely.
We're making
be
a pact right now. Everybody bite this hoagie. Right? That's how it happens. There you go. That's how you make a pact.
Ooh, salami. Mm.
Mine was tofurkey. Interesting.
What the heck? That was just bread.
Sorry.
But yeah, let's.
And it was the heel.
I don't like this at all. Well, I think that's going to be great when we all go next year.
It's going to be so fun.
At
Wait,
the
is it going to be
in,
New York
yeah,
next
it'll
year?
Be in Brooklyn.
Okay, legit, then we should go next
year. I legitimately am like already. I've been thinking all summer of just like, they're playing Madison Square Garden next weekend. And I'm just like, well, I'm not working. I could go to New York and go see them for a fifth time.
Ooh, a fifth time.
Yeah.
I've only seen them that one time, and it was like so beautiful and magical. Yeah. It would take something like the hall.
The hall, the corridor.
I think we're going next year regardless of
we
who's
We have to go.
Just watch them induct some really shitty bands, and you're just like, God damn it, I guess we're here for this.
Yeah, we'll have to
I'm
come
glad
up.
It's going
to
be in New York, though, because then we can do shows
yeah,
and
we
have friends there.
Yeah.
I'm glad it's not going to be in Cleveland because my sister won't even be in Cleveland anymore. Yeah. Oh, speaking of, though, I am going to Cleveland at the end of September. I'll be there for a weekend knocking doors for Betsy Rader.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
Stop by the hall.
Yeah, and I'm going to definitely have to go to the hall. Maybe I'll keep an audio diary of my thoughts. It would be pretty funny.
Sure. Well, that about does it for this episode. Demi, thank you so much for joining us.
This was great.
Thanks for having
me.
Treat.
You have anything you want to plug?
My podcast, Punch Up the Jam.
It is also a music podcast.
Sure is. We've talked
on
about
HeadGum.
Yep. Right? On or iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. We've talked about many of the artists that I am now learning are in the Hall of Fame.
Hell yeah.
And yeah, if you like music and comedy, check it out.
Also follow Demi's Twitter.
Yes.
His Twitter is great.
At Electro Lemon.
He made a really, that parody you did, the Childish Gambino solo thing.
Yeah.
Holy cannoli.
Those are, that series.
That series is just,
you do.
Ooh-wee,
thank
baby.
You
guys, fake end credit songs.
You gotta check it out. You gotta go deep in the Demi Twitterverse. Get in there.
Go into the Demi-verse.
What's your Twitter handle?
At Electro Lemon.
Electro Lemon.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Also, really fun Instagram stories. Enjoying the 311. All right, cool. Sorry, I guess I'm a huge Demi fan.
Wow.
I am.
I'm going to get in the Hall of Fame.
Hell yeah.
I hope so.
You're in my Hall of Fame. When,
instead of 311, they're going to put me in.
You're in my social media Hall of Fame.
Damn.
Yeah, and that means something. You can always find me at K-Stud across all platforms. And I'm doing a solo show at the end of August, so fly out to Los Angeles and see me at the Lyric Hyperion August 23rd, 24th, and 25th, the night before my birthday.
Beautiful.
Hey.
You can find me on Twitter at JoeKJoeK, Instagram at JoeKwa. Please rate and review us.
Oh my gosh, five
iTunes.
Stars only.
Five
and
stars only.
Send us an email. Joe likes to read them and then he forwards me the ones that pertain to me.
Yeah.
And doesn't forward me some of them, I'm learning, where people are asking what would be FYE.
It seems like maybe not the best use of your time, but a great use of my time. I want to let the listeners know that I enjoy all these very minutia-related emails.
Yeah, you
I
can
really
keep
like them.
That's
rockhallpod@gmail.com. Send us, we really do like
getting
emails. It's been very, very nice hearing from you guys. Thank you to Ted Tremper for being our
studio host.
Our daddy.
Okay.
It was in my head and you picked up the slack, but I said it anyway.
Yep.
For giving us the studio space and the equipment and helping us out as a technical advisor. We appreciate it. I'm Joe Quazala.
I'm Kristen Studdard.
And who cares about the Rock Hall?